All right. It's good to have you along for the conversation. Look, everybody knows that there are a couple of big things. Basically, there are three big things that are going to impact the midterm elections. The economy, inflation, and crime. Those are the things that keep coming up in survey after survey, no matter who does it. Because crime being out of control in this country, people see it. And even when the mainstream media tries to turn their back to it, right? People know what's going on. They know what's going on in their neighborhood. They know that it's not safe. When they see videos like the Wawa store just getting completely ransacked, which has gone everywhere this week, people know. Dr. Curry Myers is a criminologist, university professor, and retired sheriff and sheriff deputy. He is also a criminal justice advisor for Americans for Prosperity. Doctor, good to see you again.
It's good to see you, sir. Thanks for having me on.
When we look, the homicide rate is setting records in places like Philadelphia, New York, Pittsburgh, a lot of places around this country setting all-time records for homicides that we haven't seen these numbers since the early 90s for some places, as far back as the early 70s for some of these other places. What is the, and pardon the pun, but what is the trigger here that's causing this to happen?
Well, I think there's really about nine different areas that give us pause for concern. I think the first one is we're not focused on violent crime and recidivism. Our kind of woke culture, if you will, has let people out on bond too early, and we don't have people in prison that should be in prison. Recidivism rates are generally in the 60%. If you get out of prison, generally about 61%, the data shows, 61% will reoffend within 3 years. Up to 70% will reoffend within 5 years. This is for violent crime offenders that get out of prison. And if you're 24 or younger, it's over 80% will reoffend once they get out of prison.
Well, get back out of prison. Yet, speaking of Pennsylvania, you've got a candidate, you know, the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania running a campaign. And part of what he has said over and over and over again in the past, in fact, he has voted for this as part of the pardon board to release convicted killers from prison, wants to release a third of the inmates in the state of Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, does that make sense to anybody?
Well, it certainly doesn't make sense to me from my view. I understand prison reform. I understand when people want to focus and try to have things like the First Step Act, which I supported as sheriff. It was something that Trump put into place, and on the federal side, there are certain offenders that can get out earlier, but it's just not a carte blanche look at letting people out regardless of who they are. You have to look at their criminal histories. You have to look at their background and understand whether or not they are a candidate for being let out early. You just can't let people out just because. So you have to really focus on data. And the problem is evidence-based policing is probably the most important way to enforce the law. And it's the utilization of services. And we're not able to really do evidence-based policing anymore because we live in a society that won't take real data. They won't look at evidence anymore. Everything's based on feelings. And you can't enforce the law based on feelings. Real data shows what we should do, and law enforcement is not able to use that data anymore to make decisions, and not just law enforcement, but prosecutors in the courts. And then if you look at prosecutors, we have rogue prosecutors out there that are actually helping this issue occur because they're not enforcing laws that have been legally passed by state legislatures.
Yeah. It is not supported by the people. If you look at the response to the Washington Post, ABC News polls, to Rasmussen, to Trafalgar, when it comes to crime, it's in the top tier of what people are concerned about because, first of all, possibly the dumbest political statement of all time is defund the police. is probably the dumbest thing ever put out by any political party, and that's quite a competition, to be fair. People don't want less police in their neighborhood. They want more. But police officers aren't turning out. I know here in Michigan, the Michigan State Police, they can't fill a recruit class. They can't get enough people into the recruiting classes to fill their needs. And that's true all over this country, right? I mean, it's happening all over this country. There are jobs that are open in police departments. They are retiring early because who the hell would want to go to work, get spit on, try to do your job, get yelled at, get called names, and when you do your job, if you do it and you have to use lethal force at some point, you could lose your freedom, your job, your future, and wreck your whole family. I mean, who would want that job for $60,000 or $70,000 a year? I think I'd pass. What do you say?
I started out as a state trooper in Kansas. It was an honor to be in that position. I was one of almost 500 candidates that applied for that position, and there was only 25 of us that were accepted into the Kansas Highway Patrol. Kansas Highway Patrol, like most state polices, is considered kind of an elite law enforcement group, and a lot of people apply. The last class, I'm talking about just this year, there were only five people in the Kansas Highway Patrol Academy. Only five. Yeah. It's amazing five. To me the number
and,
of...
And that's exactly the same five. Phenomenon happening in Michigan. The Michigan State Police, an elite law enforcement division that was prestigious to be selected for, just like you know it was in Kansas. Prestigious to get selected to go to the academy. You can't even fill the academies anymore because nobody wants to put their life and everything on the line to get spit at, yelled at, and possibly arrested and charged with murder if you're forced to use lethal force. I mean, it is unbelievable what is happening out there. And it's sad, really, isn't it?
It's a lack of recruiting, but there's also a lack of retention, which means that we have law enforcement officers throughout the country that are actually leaving the job early. They're doing early retirements. We have law enforcement officers that it was unheard of before that would leave after 10 or 15 years, which is giving us a significant void of experienced officers that are out on the street. So this is going to be an issue that's going to be a problem for us for the next 10
to 15 years. I want to point out one more thing, doctor, because in Illinois, this Safety Act basically puts the police on the line. If you don't have your camera on, you're a criminal. If you don't do this, you're a criminal. Sorry, Illinois. Won't work in your state ever. Quickly, I'll give you the last word.
Well, cameras are an excellent resource, but like any technology, they break down. There's issues associated with them, and you can't rely on them completely. So I gave cameras to all of our deputies. We were one of the largest sheriff's offices in the Midwest. But there's always downtime, and there's always cameras that don't work.
You can't criminalize that. That's my point. What they've done in Illinois is stack the deck against law enforcement and then say, gosh, why don't we have any police officers? I don't know. I can't figure it out. It's weird. Doctor, greatly appreciate your input. As always, we'll talk to you again because these problems aren't going away anytime soon, it seems. Dr. Curry Myers, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Now, coming up, an exclusive. We'll talk to the woman who was shot. She was talking about pro-life issues in Michigan. Shot she was. She's up next.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com. Promo code Gruber.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.